And you're facing your old teammate Sturgis, and he's done well in the last few weeks. Could you talk about, you know, your thoughts on his how he's done here and kind of relationship you guys had when he was there?
Yeah, Sturgis is a good guy. You know, I was happy to see him, you know, land somewhere else. It's tough to see him leave here, but I was happy to see him get another opportunity because, you know, he can play obviously, and you know, kicking's a big element to any football game. So, you know, I wish him the best, but hopefully we can keep him off the field this week.
Brian, how much tape of the Phillies, the Eagles' offense, did you watch with when Billy came and took over the offense?
It was part of it. It was definitely part of it. You know, more right when in the spring when he first got here, and we were just trying to get an idea of some of the things we were doing. You know, in the run game mostly, a few things in the pass game. But we do a lot of stuff that's different. You know, some stuff is similar, but a lot of it is different.
How much would you say is similar? What percentage of the offense?
I don't know. It's tough to say, you know. I don't know, 25% maybe.
Okay.
In these past four games since the coaching change, Lamar Miller's numbers have really spiked. What's the reason for that?
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with just the games we've been in. You know, I think the first four games, we got behind early in a lot of those games and had to get away from the run game. So, you know, the past few games, we've been able to stick with the run game a little bit more and just keep pounding away because, you know, if you're in a game where you're down by, you know, 14 early in the first half, you know, you kind of have to get away from that and start moving the ball.
Ryan, do you have the option to audible at the line? Or is it more that your options are post-snap?
We have some of both. You know, we have a lot of stuff that's post-snap, but we do have a few plays where we make adjustments at the line.
The first 2 years of your career, you practiced against Nolan Carroll. What are your impressions of him when you watch him on film now?
Yeah, he's a good player. You know, I respect Nolan. You know, he's obviously a really fast guy. I remember that from playing with him. He was one of the fastest guys on the team back then, and, you know, he still shows that speed on tape.
How about your impressions of the Eagles' defense overall, Ryan?
They're a physical team. You know, I think you look at the front, and they really do a good job. Cox up front, as well as the other guys, of two-gapping, shedding blocks, and just making it tough. You know, they don't rush up the field so much in the run game, penetrate, but they two-gap and really make it tough, shedding offensive linemen and making tackles at the line of scrimmage. So, you know, that's going to be a big key for us is being able to get movement on those guys and get them off their spots so that they can't two-gap us.
What makes Landry so difficult out of the slot?
He's a good player, man. He's just a football player. He's able to make plays really no matter how he gets the ball in his hands. So he understands what we're doing. He understands zones. He understands man. You know, he understands ways to get open. And obviously he has some of the best hands I've ever played with and makes unbelievable catches. But once he gets the ball in his hands, I feel like that's where he's truly special and makes big plays.
Thanks, Ryan.
All right, thank you.